You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Y&R fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition spoilers for May 20th through 24th on Young and the Restless. This is going to take us through the end of May sweep, so there's big stuff coming. We may have an attempted murder. We have got corporate hijinks that are, they're okay. We've got Jordan, which should be her final scenes, finally, and a lot to talk about. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as we always do right here on the early editions, we talk you through what's happening the rest of this week to give you some context for the spoilers coming for next week. With that in mind, let's talk about Wednesday, May 15th, 2024 on Young and the Restless. So Devon wants some insight and maybe some advice from Tucker about how to deal with Billy and with Jill. Because remember, at one point, Tucker was conspiring to get Jill out. So Devon wants to know his dad's game plan so that maybe he can pick up that ball and run with it. But unfortunately, Tucker said he didn't really have a plan. He was playing it by ear, but he is willing to offer some ideas to help oust both Billy and Jill from Chancellor Winners. But Devon isn't sure that he's ready to go there with his dad yet. But it is an overall positive confirmation conversation, considering how confrontational those two have been for a while. So Billy has Jill's power, and he's not at the office lording it over them. Without warning, he left town, he left Genoa City, and he texted Lily, and he said he's off doing a tour of a bunch of different Chancellor Winters offices and locations. And Lily tells the other guys that she thinks he is out getting allies for the coming war. And Devon, Lily, and Nate agree to use Billy's time away to oust him. I also noticed we're not seeing Chance Chancellor a lot lately. I've heard a little bit of chatter that Connor Floyd may be leaving. I don't know. We'll see. Just a rumor at this point. Belle, Ashley's alter, the Southern Belle, is hitting on Alan, but he says no, and he doesn't think it would be appropriate, and she is quite offended. And then he shows up over at the house, and Tracy has a run-in with Belle, full-on Southern accent and everything. And Dr. Laurent warns Tracy that there are several people taking up residence in Ashley's head. He's very concerned. Tracy says, I definitely see multiple personalities. Alan says it may be DID, dissociative identity disorder, but you know, he's not a doctor right now. He thinks she needs hospitalization, inpatient help to get a diagnosis, but they both think that Ashley is not going to agree to inpatient treatment. Meanwhile, Ms. Abbott takes over the body. She's in the driver's seat after she pushes Belle out, and she says it is time for Tucker to die. Meanwhile, Sally is at a turning point in her life career-wise. She's very happy with Adam, and she talks to Audra and makes it clear this is not a conversation about Adam or their relationship. But where does she go from here professionally? Because her business is failing. She says maybe she should have concentrated on fashion. Audra talks to her about how she used to be an artist, but then realized she couldn't pay the rent. And it's a nice conversation. I'm enjoying their friendship, but Sally is definitely at this crossroads, has to figure out what is next for her. Thursday, May 16th, Abby is challenged. Her loyalty is challenged. You know, she is an Abbott, as are Billy and Jill. I mean, Jill's, you know, by marriage, but Billy by birth. And she has a child with Devon. She lives with Devon. She loves Devon, you know, and she likes Nate, she likes Lily, she likes being at Chancellor Winners, but these factions are facing off and Abby has a foot in each camp. And the question is, will she just step back and say, I'm Switzerland, or is she going to have to pick a side? Meanwhile, Phyllis Summers is scheming to help Daniel. Remember, he went to Lily and basically asked her to give her part of Omega Sphere. How would that even work? It's this video game and he wants this character out of it. It just, it doesn't doesn't make sense. And Lily was very clear with him. You had a contract. This is our intellectual property. We paid to develop it. Truly, he has no right to it. But Phyllis, of course, is always willing to scheme. And I don't think Daniel will willingly let her scheme on his behalf. He may even tell her to butt out, but you know, she won't. And Audra has a big move to make. They are supposed to be leaving for Paris. And then there's all this stuff with Ashley going on. Tucker just wants to leave town, but Tucker's about to be in danger. Very interesting. Friday, May 17th, Nick Newman opens up to Phyllis. I don't know if it's about summer or just, you know, all the stuff that's going on with the Newmans, with Jordan and all that. And Victor Newman's plan to make Jordan pay for what she did goes off the rails, and there is danger promised in the spoiler. And Kyle Abbott puts his foot down with Summer when she makes demands about Claire, and he flat out tells her no. And again, I'm wondering, and I know there's been some debate on Soap social media, but I really don't think Summer has adopted him. I actually don't think she has legal rights to him. Tara Locke is in jail, but I don't remember anything about her signing over her rights. It's just that Kyle's got the kid by default because mom's in jail and other dad that raised him is dead. So we'll see how that goes. Then we head into the week of May 20th through 24th. So May sweeps ends on Wednesday the 22nd, but we're still going to have a very big, busy week. All week long with danger and all kinds of stuff. For instance, Ms. Abbott is targeting Tucker. She wants him dead and she wants Audra to take the fall. So both of the people that she thinks have hurt Ashley will be punished. Now, little girl Ash is back and Belle, of course, is in the head. Ashley herself is still asleep. Ash and Belle do not like this plot. They are very worried that Ms. Abbott is going to do something that sends Ashley to prison, but Tucker is in danger. Can the less violent alters stop Ms. Abbott? Will Ashley wake up before it's too late? I don't know. It looks like there's definite danger. Jordan's game is not quite done yet. I do think this will be her last week. I hope this has been going on for too long. We'll see. Claire and Kyle do some more bonding. He is going to let her spend time with Harrison. Summer, of course, is going to be furious. But as I mentioned before, she may possibly be powerless in this unless she decides to go to court and try to fight him. But I don't know if she has a legal leg to stand on. Hopefully, we'll find out some more and they may address, like maybe Kyle will tell us something like, oh, you know, you're not his mom and you never adopted, you know. Maybe they'll give us the 411 on the legal situation. Daniel missteps again with Lily. She's going to be very mad that his meddling psycho mom is in the mix. Jack, of course, wants Diane to forgive him, but shouldn't they be focused on Ashley right now instead of this other stuff? Tracy and Alan try and figure out next week how to get Ashley to consent to treatment. And if they can't get her to see reason, it looks like they are probably going to have to get an involuntary commitment, and maybe we'll have some Sharon Newman scenes if she is involved in that. Sally considers what's next in her work life. She could ask Summer for a job. She could ask Lauren for a job. Nick could push Victor to go ahead and open that design division to let Sally run. We'll see how it goes. Remember, Audra said, oh, Nick can just take a tax write-off for the loss, but Sally wants to make it work. She doesn't want Nick to lose money on her. Those are all of our early weekly spoilers. Drop your comments. Subscribe if you haven't. Let me know what you're excited to see when you comment. And be sure to come back soon. We are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.